put on our PJs, build a blanket fort. Let's go inside, get cozy, comfortable. It's not a coincidence, it's a metaphor about how we come together and build our world. And when the convo ends, we break it down and begin again. Sit down, tune in, crank it. It's time to bring your own blanket. Blanket Ninjas.
Welcome to season 3 of BYO Blanket, a yoga podcast where we get cozy and discuss interesting topics to uplift, inspire, and contribute, all inside a blanket fort. Before we start, Janan, tell our listeners what's up.
Welcome, listeners. We love that you're here. You're listening every day and listening with your ears. Believe it or not, I did not write that. I just made it up. Hello, listener. Thank you so much. And this is the message I'm giving you. We could use your support at patreon.com/BYOblanket. We have people who pay us a small amount of money every month to keep the show going, and they get swag in return, and they also get access to bonus content. So if you want to help out a couple of ladies making a world-changing podcast, I recommend patreon.com/BYOblanket. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Maria.
Thank you, Janan. And welcome, listeners, as always.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Thursday, or whatever day it is that you're listening
to this.
Happy
day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, we are so excited to introduce a guy who owns Baptiste Power Yoga San Francisco. And if any of you have ever been to a Baptiste training, likely this guy has been the man behind the scenes, the guy at the turntables, giving Baron Baptiste incredible intros with his DJ skills. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it's Sean Silvera.
Woo!
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Thank you for joining us. It's amazing to have you on.
Yeah, it's Pacific time where you are, so Sean's up pretty early for us, y'all. Thank you.
It's 8. It's fine. Yeah, I'm usually up this early. Yeah.
I open my eyes at 8, and then I start functioning around like 9:30, so I commend you. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, so for our listeners who may not know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, like you said, I own Baptiste Power Yoga San Francisco. I'm pretty well embedded in the Baptiste community, as in I've been a member of the core team, which produces level ones, twos, threes, fit to leads, all the programs for many years. It's actually smoke and mirrors that I have anything to do with the music back there. I just really run them and push buttons. And then, you know, side jobs are, make sure the production is moving in the right direction. I'm also part of the Baptiste Foundation. That's our nonprofit side.
Yeah.
And that's where really my passion and probably most of this conversation is going to be from and lead into and all that. The other big part of my life is, I started like my early life as a platoon sergeant in a weapons platoon, combat weapons platoon in the Marine Corps. So, it's actually like how I was, how my thinking and how my leadership and who I was really started like that, way back then. And, the yoga community had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very different community. And, that's been part of what I've wanted to create in bringing very different communities together. The other part of my life is I've been a contractor for years, a general contractor and also a painting contractor as well. And again, very different communities, right? I would go to the job site in the morning, I'd work all day and maybe teach a class in the morning, work all day, teach a class at night, and not share with any plumber, construction worker, painter or electrician, like that other part of my life.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't comfortable sharing it. Like, don't get us in there. That's a religion. That's we don't do that. That's why? On the other side, when I first started practicing yoga, I would hide my truck in the back so nobody could see that I was in front of the yoga studio, that sort of thing.
Wow. You know? Oh. Yeah,
so it was a long time ago. You know, I've been teaching for probably close to 10 years and practicing a little longer than that. So, yeah, I was kind of a trespasser in that, community, actually both communities, you know, felt like I was never invited.
Yeah.
I didn't fit in.
A double agent kind of.
Double agent, first part of, yeah, when I first started, I definitely the only guy in a yoga class, mm-hmm. you know? And, but yeah, I got something out of my very first class that I knew I needed to share. And yeah. I just wasn't ready early on.
Well, as That's someone awesome, who has yeah. recently taken your class, you're a bomb teacher. So mm-hmm. the world is very thankful that you decided to be a double agent for a while and then come out full on as a yoga teacher and open yeah. a studio. Yeah. 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 So Sean, tell us, what would you like to talk about with us today that we can inspire and entertain our listeners with?
Yeah, really just bridging that gap in, you know, the, I don't think it's an offensive thing, but like soccer moms are easy prey. You know? there's no challenge to get them into a yoga studio.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. see the Lululemon ads, they see the, all that. It's just easy. And my growing edge is, yeah, getting the tow truck driver, getting the mechanic, getting the, you know, getting the logging company, like get and police departments, getting yeah. those people into class. And yeah, that's really my charge. That's wow. that's where I, that's my edge. That's what I want to do.
I agree with you so much on that front
yeah.
of the outreach aspect of being a yoga teacher that, yeah, I will teach whoever comes in the room. Everyone's worthy of this practice.
Absolutely.
And there may be people who just, they've never even heard that this thing that we do called, you know, Baptiste Power Yoga could be remotely good for their lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you do exactly to fulfill on that mission and your growing edge?
Yeah. So I, you know, early on, you know, like 5 years ago, there was no like yoga for veterans, yoga for trauma. This is a whole new like thing that's been created and an industry's been built over. But, you know, one of the nonprofits I worked for really early on was Veterans Yoga Project. And I didn't, it was so attractive to me because I'm like, yes, I need to get my people. I need to get my, you know, veterans into practice. So, I mean, I've been a part of them for years and noticed that it's not easy, man. They don't really want any part of it. Yoga people are really weird. And on the yoga side, they're like, that guy's dangerous. We don't want him in our studio. Not words that were actually said, but it was something that I really felt. Sort of along the line at some point, I met James Fox, who is the founder of Prison Yoga Project. And, you know, I met him at a barbecue or something. And I know Paige Ellenson was there. You know Paige Ellenson from
Yoga Project.
And it was a conversation where he's like, hey, do you want to come teach to prisoners in San Quentin? And I'm like, no, I have no connection with prisoners. Those guys are bad guys. I'm like, why would I want to do that? And I remember him looking at me, kind of raising his eyes, like, that's really nice, Yogi. And he's like, no, these are veterans that are in prison. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can connect with that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years ago, but I've been doing it for a very long time, working inside San Quentin prison. And the fact is I've taught to all the population now, but my class is mostly a veteran class. And yeah, prisoners, they would not normally, these guys are on life sentences.
Yeah.
That's a demographic that would not normally find yoga or meditation or any of our practices. And they absolutely thrive on it. So that's one of the things I do. Another thing is I'm with the Baptiste Foundation. Dan Nevins, amazing human being, brother to me. We created a program and it's called Unbreakable. And we've taught, I don't know, eight of them now. We actually have an online program going on this Saturday, but we've reached out because we can't do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there was such a time where Dan and I both had this attitude that was like, no, these weird ass yoga people are not teaching to our people. Like they won't get them. You know, some of them might bring weapons to class. They're just not doing it. They won't get them. It's not going to happen. You know, it's like, but we figured out somewhere along the line, it was very short-sighted because we can't do it all.
Yeah.
So we created this program to actually teach more teachers, like how to connect, how to communicate with veterans. Not that they're any different, but so created a larger program so that more people could teach to our veteran community, yeah, or active community. And then another thing that I do is I work with a small nonprofit, and I'll run be a part of a week-long program at a amazing ranch out in Colorado with active duty special operations guys. And mostly Marine MARSOC guys, but there's been SOCOM guys from the Air Force, pararescue guys. And it's a great opportunity to get in to those communities, to bring them the practice, some of them for the first time, and some of them have tried it before. And all, you know, you're talking about combat veterans with maybe 12 tours, like 12 bad tours, yeah, overseas. And I'll get them for a week, part of this program, and they'll bring that practice back to their communities. And it's always been the special operations side of the military has always been like sort of the big brother, you know? So it's been a track of mine to really get into those communities first, make sure there's a lot of opportunity for those guys to like branch out, tell the world what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the military community kind of catches on.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm waiting for you
to say, and another thing I do is,
I know,
Sean, I know all those things separately and I've never heard you say them all at once. And wow, that's really inspiring. You do so much.
It really is. Have you read the book by David Goggins, You Can't Hurt Me?
His whole story of how
when you were talking about your program, the one that you have another session for on Saturday, Unbreakable, it made me think of that book because David Goggins, you know, had this terrible childhood, terrible life, and then set his mind on, I'm going to become a Navy SEAL and I'm going to be the best, and then started doing like ultra marathons, ultra triathlons and all of these things. And at the end of the book, he talks about how, you know, he trained his body to go hard, to go 100%. Like, it didn't matter if he had broken shins, he was still going to run 100 miles, you know, and just really extreme things like that, that most people wouldn't necessarily ever do. And he ends it saying, I realized that I needed to pause and I needed to stretch and I needed to meditate. And that's what elevated me to like this whole new other world that I didn't even know I could achieve it. Mm-hmm. And the way he words it, it's so different than how us yoga teachers talk about it. So I'm really curious to hear from your side. I mean, you've lived in both of those worlds. How is it that you can translate how we approach and how we talk about it as yoga teachers, or just, you know, Junon and I just yoga teachers, to be able to communicate with those people?
Yeah. I mean, it's, for me, it's become second nature, but it's, you know, as you guys know, you guys are both teachers, right? Yeah. The connection is the first thing that opens the door. And, like me being able to go to a base or go to a place with operators that just came out of the field maybe and just had a huge loss. And it's been that. Like I've talked to the surviving teams of units that have lost half their people. And and being able to speak the language to connect is the thing. That's always been the thing. It's the thing in every single class I teach at the studio or anywhere else. And it's approaching them with the language that they can understand, letting them know that, you know, they can trust me, because trust is huge in that community. Like they can smell bullshit from like a mile away. You know, they know when someone's not authentic. Mm. So that's the biggest access point. And And I love it. And yeah. I just, you know, I think they know that once I'm in the room, like, I want to be there for them. I want them to, join this crazy cult of yoga, culture of yoga, not cult culture. Yep. And, it just drives me. It's, you know, the prisoners too. I mean, I've never been a prisoner, but those guys I connect with because we all have a common background of military and that sort of thing. So,
and from the perspective of someone who we all have been, well, by we all, I mean, me and Maria, I guess not our two cats that are sitting right here. We've both been to, you've been the tech on all of our Baptiste trainings. Mm-hmm. So we here in this Zoom call all know that the power of Baptiste yoga is to be accessible to anyone and to be able, like, as you say, the language of connection. I haven't taught necessarily like military personnel, veterans, or anyone in prison, though I've taught things to people who recover, like people in recovery, things like that. And there is a beauty of the simple and powerful language of Baptiste yoga in delivering what you're talking about, the language of connection and coming from it as we all have a shared human experience together, even though we could be really different people. Mm-hmm. Is that what you would say goes on in terms of like your unbreakable trainings? Like when someone signs up for an unbreakable training and let's say it's a soccer mom who became a yoga teacher. Yeah. Is that something that you guys, like a little taste of the curriculum basically is what I'm asking about. Is that something that you guys teach in those trainings?
Yeah, it's the, it is absolutely 100% trying to shift the conversation from a veteran is different and, or a yoga teacher or a yogi is different.
Yeah.
And it is the power of we're all connected. We work from that tenant the entire time. And it's not, we don't want classes built of yoga for veterans because that's a separation.
Yeah.
And you know, the, some of the trainings of other, and they're all amazing. Some of the other like veterans yoga trainings or yoga just for veterans or yoga just for addiction or yoga just for people with cats, you know, it creates a separation line that cuts off the access right there. I want them in your classes. I want them in everyone's classes. I want them in the community. I don't want them in classes just for a certain demographic or a certain, my biggest thing is I want them out of these, I want them out of special classes and in to the community so that they can really just absorb it all. Cause it doesn't work unless they're integrated.
Totally.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a difference between there's outreach where I, Janan, can go out and put on a class in a park for, I don't know, let's say like my community that I was born into. And I led a double agent life for a little bit as well, but on the side of being like an Arab Muslim and then a yogi that like ohms and has like a little Hanuman statue, you know? Yeah. But, so I could go to a park and lead a class to some Muslims, like yoga for Muslims or something like that. But there's a big difference between that kind of outreach and the outreach of going out and being like, hey, people that I have similarities with, why don't you come to this class where everyone comes to, veterans, people in recovery, soccer moms, and Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your community, Maria?
The gays.
Yeah. And look, that's the power of each of us is that, you're teaching to that group in a park is not to teach to, I mean, it shouldn't be to teach to them there. It's to invite them into your studios so that they can, you know, they can integrate into our community.
Yeah.
And that's what it's always been for me is I don't want to just go to Colorado to teach those active duty guys. Right. I want them to find something in the practice, and I want them to find one of the 200 Baptiste studios somewhere or whatever, Kundalini studio or, whatever there is. Yeah. Just get in. Cause, and the right person from the right community has to reach them, because they won't listen. Like the people that I've been able to reach, like they might not connect with like a 1980s yoga teacher with a white frilly thing and come in with Palo Santo or whatever.
right.
They won't, it's not like that.
Yeah.
They want to know that, they have access through somebody that was like them.
Yeah.
I just got really present to something really, really cool. And that's the importance of diversity. And it is because of those situations, because that initial contact with someone that you have similarities with can give you access to a wider community mm-hmm. and something a lot bigger, a lot better, more inclusive. You can learn more. It's really cool.
Sean, what I'm curious about is it's no secret that we're recording this and going to release this episode during all of this crazy COVID-19 stuff. How has that affected your ability to do the things that all you're doing? And have you guys done anything that adapts like online yoga to what you're doing?
Yeah. So for the studio itself, you know, I have an amazing team there. And, you know, we talked about online programs for years. And I was part of the Baptiste Institute's My Practice, and we had recorded back then. I probably have 80 or 90 classes online with them.
Yeah.
And it just, we never did it because it didn't make sense. Like, wait, no, we want people in the studio.
Yeah.
We don't want this virtual bullshit. We want them here so we can connect with them. We can talk to them before and after class. And that was always the goal, right? The power of connection, being in the same room, going through something together that's really uncomfortable, right? So I just put it off on the back burner. I never did it. And once our doors got locked, like my team developed, we were online in 4 hours from the Zoom call, the first Zoom call we had as a team to getting 4 hours. And I'm like, whoa, okay, this is great. So we have a full, you know, we teach every day online with Zoom, and it's great. It's not great. It's not my preference, actually. That's why I fucking hate it. Sorry. I don't know if I'm allowed.
We are rated explicit. So you're allowed to curse.
And I want to be back in the studio. I want to be there, but being able to see my community virtually, amazing. I'm so grateful to be able to do that.
Okay.
On the military side, or on the other side, with the foundation, the Baptiste Foundation, we have this Unbreakable that Dan Evans and I have been training. We have we've brought it, people are not going to stand. So people are not going to do this for 2 days. Like they're not going to do it,
yeah.
Right? So we reduced it into a 3-hour program just for the end user. So this weekend we're doing it's more like an Unbreakable immersion. So we'll get just veterans, just first responders, just hospital corps, and we'll teach just to them. And it's like that. It's just Dan Nevins and I who hopefully can connect to most of those communities to just, there's over 100 people in the class already that are signed up. And yeah, we speak their language.
Great.
We can get them to access, to bring it in.
If you, let's say, okay, so most of our listeners, oh my gosh, my cat is about to unplug things. Stop it. most of our listeners are yogis who, well, if I had to label them, I would say label them that way. So, they know, people in the realm that you're talking about, first responders, people in the military. So, speaking directly to the listener, how would you tell them to tell their friends or tell their acquaintances or tell their community to find this program, to find you?
Yeah. So, it's right now through the Baptiste Foundation, and it's a great access. They go online, go baptistefoundation.org, and they'll find out how to access that class. And pretty easy. It's a free class, that sort of thing. That the foundation is doing that for
this Saturday, May. Oh my gosh, what's the date anymore? hold up. May 7th. No, 16th.
Right.
Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to release this episode the same day as we're recording it. So people will have,
right on.
People will be able to look
it up. I also lead a call for the foundation every Wednesday, and it's just for first responders. And some of the first responders are teachers or their wives are teachers or significant ones are teachers. And the conversation around it is, that most of those communities, like, you're not going to get a full police department to enroll. Like, they just won't do it. You know, that, and it's, you need to have somebody from that department that came back with tools that lit that department up to get them to take a yoga class.
You know, for people like me and Maria and the people who listening, so we can tell those that we know to go to baptistefoundation.org. If I wanted to do some sort of training with you or Baptist Foundation and Unbreakable, is there anything on the horizon at all for that?
Yeah, we've canceled all programs, of course, this year. Mm-hmm. We had, I believe, 5 of them set up around the country. I think, we led eight of them last year around the country.
Yeah.
Wow. And we'll get back into that.
Totally.
And it's a different format because this weekend is going to be for the end user, veteran, for the active duty, for the hospital corps. Once we go back into work and we can gather again as groups, then we'll do the Unbreakable training. Mm-hmm. So teaching yoga teachers how to connect, how to open these folks up.
Cool. Thank you. Is there a social media handle? Baptist Foundation?
Baptist Foundation. They're on Instagram. They're on, they're on Facebook. It's pretty wide out there. And then Dan Evans and I promote them really well. And every time we are talking about something, every time that we're working on something, we'll promote it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's really great. Sean, we're coming to the end, towards the end of our episode. And one last question for you is, what's one little nugget of wisdom that you would like a listeners to take on?
I think, like, with what we spoke about today, what I'm interested most in is that bringing, communities that wouldn't find it. Because honestly, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was in that community that wouldn't normally find yoga. And lead from our tenet of we're all connected, right? We can all benefit from this, and know that, a veteran that just came off deployment, he needs something. He needs our community. So reach out to him. Buy him a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Talk to him about yoga. Don't be weird about it, though.
Yeah. Don't sound like we're in a cult. As much as possible. It's kind of hard not to. Yeah. Same thing, man. Thank you so much. So for anyone listening, I've been in the experience of bringing someone to a yoga class when they were super freaked out about yoga and they thought that they wouldn't fit in at all and that it wasn't for them. And it is something where you have to go out of your way a bit for someone like that, like go to their first class with them. Right now it's online, so it'd be like join an online class with them. But there is a huge difference made in the world when us here or you listening actually seek out a person who wouldn't normally go and do what you can to get them in, with obviously without forcing them, because it really does change things. This is a last little nugget I'm going to say because it's just really interesting. I forgot to mention earlier, on Reddit, there's a subreddit for yoga that I'm on, and it's pretty active, surprisingly. Redditors that like yoga, I didn't think that was going to be pretty active, but it is. And Reddit is usually not a group of people, like the general Reddit population are not quote unquote yogis. And this one guy in the yoga thread posted a picture of him doing yoga for the first time. And he was a very overweight truck driver that just started doing yoga out of a book and wanted to connect with the Reddit community. And then he started posting every day, and it's been a year, and he is so transformed by the yoga practice just because a community of people supported him and trying it out and doing it at truck stops with other truckers looking at him like, what the heck? It's possible for anybody. It's possible for anybody, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody told him that was a healthy thing for him to do, and he started doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I love it. So the nugget of wisdom I want our listeners to take on is, I'm pretty sure, and this is an assumption, that just about all of us can relate at least a little bit to being intimidated at first of going to yoga. I think to a certain extent, again, it might not be as big as you might have it with, prisoners or veterans. And I know I was in that same experience of, oh, this is weird. I don't want to be one of those weird people. And, you know, whatever that story may have been. And I think all of us can relate. So I want our listeners, all of our yogis that listen to this, is remember what that was like and see how you can connect with someone and make that connection with someone that might be on the same boat. Mm-hmm. And how can you invite them and engage them to be or get the goodness that we know we can get and we usually get through yoga?
Yeah, like listen first mm-hmm. before you just like, do yoga!
Exactly.
Wow. Oh my God, Sean, it is the biggest honor that you took time out of your... all the things you do, that was so many things. You know, that was 15 minutes of saying what you do.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
It's great.
It was inspiring and amazing. But so thank you, thank you, thank you. Our listeners, really thank you too. Y'all make sure you follow Baptiste Power Yoga San Francisco on Facebook and Instagram, and check out a class with Sean or a class with one of his team. His studio is amazing. Baptiste Foundation on the social media stuff. And any other plug you want to do real quick?
Oh my God, you guys got it. Yeah, thank you.
We got it.
So, yeah, we all get found somehow or another. So yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
What a treat.
We'll hit you back up here in a little, in however long, and you can come back on now that you can be in San Francisco and we can be in Houston. We can do it again.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Well, we'll see you on the screen. And hopefully see you in person. I hope to see you sometime, maybe this year, if not this year, early next year. I am just itching to start traveling again. I might just drive to California.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to Big Yoga or yeah, I've never been there.
So. Oh, well, we'll be excited to have you. We'll do like a foreign exchange program. We can come for a few days and then we'll switch.
Good.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for listening. We freaking love you. Remember to review us on iTunes. That really, really helps out have our show come up higher and higher on search results so more people can get access to what our amazing guests have to say. We love you.
Love you.
And with that, we'll all say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Blanket Ninja. BYO Blanket is a production of The Light Generation.
The BYO Blanket jingle was composed and produced by Studio Sassafras Music in Houston, Texas.
And the vocals are by Jessica Zoller. Thanks for listening.